Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist. And today we are talking about formulation number 2030. It is the Exfoliating Jojoba Wash.
Jojoba.
It has Shuganate 100 NC, which we haven't shown a whole lot of love, but it's very...
But we do love it.
We do love it. We love it just as much as 160 NC. This is sodium desylglucoside hydroxypropyl sulfonate. And then we also have colateric CB, which is a cocoa betaine. We don't have the 100 NC in a lot of facial washes because it doesn't have zero irritation, but it is very, very
mild.
It's
still, yeah, extremely mild. We usually use the 160 because it's much better at building viscosity, but the 100 does have better foam. And we're using xanthan gum in this formula as the thickener, so you don't really need the surfactants to play that big of a role in viscosity building. The xanthan gum's got it covered there.
And this actually has the jojoba beads suspended in it.
Yes, the xanthan gum also keeps the jojoba beads suspended, and that's your exfoliant.
So compared to the Shuganate 100 NC and the Shuganate 160 NC, the 100 is the desylglucoside, mm-hmm. and the 160 NC is the lauryl glucoside.
Right.
What's the main difference in those two?
The lauryl's the longer chain length, okay. So better viscosity build. The desyl shorter, so better foam, not quite as good viscosity build.
Okay. So the 100 NC is, would you say, like kind of thinner? But foams better?
Yeah. I mean, the product itself actually is also thinner, okay. A lot thinner than the 160. But then, it makes thinner formulations too, just not in this case because of the xanthan gum.
And we put the colateric CB in here, which is the cocoa betaine, but you could easily replace that with another betaine or a sultane.
Yeah. So this is actually a bit of an older formulation. Now we tend to use the sultane, so you don't have the Prop 65 issues, but you could easily put a sultane into this formula if that was a concern. Also, at the time, we were trying to do an NPA natural certified mm-hmm. formula, which we don't really get that many requests for anymore.
Right.
So you could increase the level of that. For further foam boosting and stabilization.
This is an older formula, but you could easily update it.
Yeah, so if you were to replace the betaine with a sultane, we have a lot of sultanes in the line. You can pick and choose based on, you know, what you're going after, if it's higher natural content, if it's some fun claim, like...
We have our BBS, which is the Babassu.
Right.
And then the HBS, which is the... cannabis imidapropyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mouthful. And then we also have our CHGL, the Chuggle.
If you want to get some monolaurin in there,
yeah.
Definitely.
So is this one, we have aloe vera gel in here. Is that hard to incorporate into a formulation?
No, you can get it in liquid form or in a powder form. Obviously, the liquid's a little easier to add.
Okay.
Yeah, aloe vera is a soothing ingredient, and this is meant to be a face wash, so it's a very mild formula, so you're not irritating or drying out the skin as you're exfoliating it.
And is this cold mixable?
Yes, it is.
So this one is clear, but we have a version of this where we've made a clear one, and then we just put in pink jojoba beads to kind of, like, give it a pink tint.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can change up the exfoliant there, so...
Okay, so this can go into a pump bottle or it can go into a squeeze bottle. And my final question for Molly is always...
I already know what it is.
we put glycerin in here. Why didn't we use Colamoist 200?
Because, again, we were trying to do a very high natural content
okay.
formula. So if that is not... something you're aiming for, then you could definitely put some Colamoist in here.
Right.
And being a rinse off, Colamoist is cationic, so it will hang on to the skin. Glycerin will probably just get rinsed right down the drain. We're using it here to help disperse the xanthan gum a little easier. You can premix those, but you can just add the xanthan gum straight into water too.
Okay.
If you do not want to have a separate vessel, you do not have to make it into a slurry.
And that is formulation number 2030. It is the exfoliating jojoba wash. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.